Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
All right, if you have your Bibles, let us go to the book of Hebrews this morning. We'll read a few verses of scripture there, then we're going to see how God speaks to us. The first verse, first chapter, and the first verse, it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, you see, they thought it was the last days then, and still going the last days through the years and the centuries. Here we are in these last days. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So the Son was with the Father when the worlds were made. And who, being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. When he had purged our sins. We used to talk about purging crawfish around here. Why would you purge a crawfish? To make that little old thing clean. Because he come out of the mud. And you don't want to eat him when he's muddy. So you purge him. Well, the Bible says Jesus, in his going to the cross, purged us of our sins. Why? Because we were like that little mud bug. We needed cleaning. And that's what Jesus did for us. He cleaned us, made us whole. And I believe in these closing days of grace, I believe it becomes more and more important for the Christian believer to know how God speaks. Because he speaks to us today. And we have to understand as he speaks to us what he's saying. Now, there's a lot of people that kind of get off in the left field or right field or one of the fields. And they claim they talk to God and God talks to them in a verbal voice. Now, I'm not saying God can't do that. He can. But they get off in the left field and they say, God told me this. God told me that. God told me to tell you. I never did like that because that puts them closer to God than I am. Come on. If God speaks to you, he can speak to you. Now, it's possible that God would speak to someone, send a person to someone to witness, to bring salvation into their lives. God uses people to do that. And he speaks to the person to do that in his conscience and his spirit. And you feel that urgency to go and talk to someone, go and tell them about Jesus, but you don't have to tell them, God told me to tell you. Because God speaks today to the believers that believe in him. You see, the Bible is called the Word of God. Now, that word means a sound or a combination of sounds, or its expression in writing or printing. That's what that word means. Word means that it's a sound. If you can hear it, it's a sound. But sometimes if you read it, it becomes a sound. That which you wanted to say, you put in writing. Now the Bible tells me that the scriptures here were inspired. Inspired of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I've heard this old saying, well, men just like me and you wrote this Bible. And I'm thinking, I hope not. I don't know of any man that's ever written a book that's this old and still being used. Yeah. No. You see, God spoke the word. The Holy Spirit inspired the writer. And the writer wrote the words down. So the written word is no different from the spoken word of God. The inspired word of God. The Holy Spirit that inspired the men to write this Bible. So this becomes God's written word. It goes from the sound that we hear in our ears to what we hear in our heart. Excuse me. The word means that we hear it from the Bible, and we hear it from an inspiration that comes through the Holy Spirit. If you read this Bible just like you read any other book, it's not going to do you any good. No, this is the inspired word of God. That means that what he speaks in this word should inspire our hearts. So if it is the word of God, then it has to be God speaking to us. Can you hear it in your spirit this morning? The word of God. If it's his word, then he spoke it. And in speaking it, he put it in writing. So we could hear this word from what is written by the Spirit of God. The written word of God is also the living word of God. The living word is Jesus Christ. What did he say here? And after he had purged himself for our sins, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. So he's seated at the throne of God. And the Bible says he's making intercession to us, for us, for our sins, for our shortcomings. And you can not only believe that because it's written, you can believe it because the Holy Spirit has inspired it and you have received it that way. God speaks to us today. God spoke through the prophets of old. They didn't have this book. They didn't have a new covenant. They didn't have a Christ that had died for them and purged their sins. God spoke it to them through the prophets. The prophets were men of faith that God spoke to, and they wrote down what God said, and it became not only a book, but it came a live and a living word. Yeah. You're going to shout after a while because you're going to get this. How does God speak today? Well, what manner does God use to speak his word to us today? See, some folks don't understand how God speaks today. But the Bible said he did it in sundry times in the past. He did it through the prophet. But he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Oh, glory to God. I'm beginning to feel something up here. And I'm all by myself, but that's all right. Huh? He spoke it through the one who went to the cross and died for our sins. So now we should understand how important it is that we know God speaks to us through what Jesus has done for us. How important that is. So first we must understand that this scripture is the revelation of God and the manner in which he reveals it to us. How else does he reveal himself to us? No other way except the way that he has spoken. So that means there's a bunch of clowns running around out there. That want to tell you what God said because God spoke to them, but he can't speak to you. Now that I don't understand. I know I'm a little on the dumb side, but some things I can understand and some things I can't. And what I can't is how stupid people can be. Yeah, and I believe that God uses people to do his work, and he can call them to do his work, but when he calls someone to do his work, it's going to be done decently and in order. Amen. Going to be done by the word of God. I had, when I was a little bit younger, went to a service in a church where an evangelist was preaching. And he was prophesying over everybody. And when he got to me, I knew a little bit about the scriptures back then too. And he started to prophesy over me and I said, wait a minute. I said, you know the Bible says that whatever you prophesy, has to come true. Or else the prophet's going to have to make it come true. The Bible says that. The prophet is responsible for what he prophesies. So I said, what you're going to prophesy over me, I'm going to hold you to it. Because God told you to tell me that. If God told you to tell me that, then it's going to come true. But if it don't, I'm going to come looking for you. That's God's word. When God used the prophets of old, they prophesied what God told them, and they were responsible for it, and it came to pass. Everything in the Old Testament that was prophesied by the men that God used came to pass. Everything that's prophesied under the new covenant of Jesus Christ has come to pass, is coming to pass, and will come to pass. Why? Because the one who prophesied it, glory to God, the one who prophesied it is standing behind the prophecy. Oh, yeah. If you're going to prophesy over me that I'm going to get rich, you better get ready. Because I'm going to come looking for my money. Oh, I've been to these places where they saw gold dust falling from heaven. It's strange that I never saw any leftovers anywhere. Looking for that gold, huh? Yeah. We had an evangelist come through and I wasn't even an associate pastor at that time. I was teaching the junior boys in school, Sunday school. And this prophet came through, and he had, back then, and probably still today, we have prophets that specialize. They don't generalize, they specialize. This prophet, quote unquote, this prophet was praying for people who had problems with their teeth, and he would lay hands on them and they would grow new teeth. I knew one of the girls that he prayed for, that he prayed over. So when it was all said and done and he was gone, and you know, it's almost like that song that the old boy made, "Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone." Yeah. We like to see some of them go. But I asked this girl to let me see the tooth. I wanted to see that tooth that grew. Because she got all in it, man. She was in it and she was hooping and hollering, and she had a new tooth. And I wanted to see the tooth. But she had to admit the place where the tooth was supposed to be was still there without a tooth. Why? Now, how do you go and get a prophet to put another tooth in your mouth? No. You see, that's not God speaking. That's somebody using the word of God, misusing the word of God, huh? For fortune and fame for themselves. How does God speak? Well, listen, in the Garden of Eden, when sin entered in, God came in his grace seeking the sinner. Yeah, you know the sinner was Adam, you know that. And God came seeking Adam, and he said these words, "Adam, where art thou? Where art thou?" And on throughout all of man's time on earth, God has been speaking to man. He spoke to Adam, "Where art thou?" Well, you know where Adam was. He was hiding because he had committed sin. And today, great multitudes of humanity ignore God speaking. They ignore it. Some of them even claim that they know the word of God, that they serve God, that they work for God. But the Bible says they say that they know God, but their works prove that they don't. That's called lip service. Saying it with your mouth, saying it with your lips. And a multitude of humanity today speaks that way. They talk about God as if he were something that they know about that nobody else knows. And I'm glad I don't know their God. With this one particular advertisement on television, you all have seen it. And this guy's a good guy, does good works. I think he's a singer. Now, all singers don't do what he did. But he talks about knowing God, loving country, loving all this, and then he holds up a bottle of whiskey. "Buy my whiskey. It's made in," well, I almost said Louisiana. Probably made some here too. But he's now telling you he knows God, huh? And knowing God, he can sell this whiskey that's made in America because he loves God and country and whiskey. See? People use the word of God because there's so many generic gods in the world, people don't know who you're talking about. But I almost guarantee, I don't fully guarantee this, but I almost guarantee that he would not sit there and tell you that he loves Jesus and hold up a bottle of whiskey. Oh, why? Why? Because there's only one Jesus. There are many gods out there, but there's only one God, Jesus, the Son of God. And so you can talk about God, but you can't talk about Jesus. Because if you do, it offends people because they're sinners. And God's looking at them and said, "Where art thou, sinner?" When I pastored a church years ago, in that church there was a lady whose son was a chaplain in the army. And he would come to visit every once in a while. And he came to church with her when he was come to visit. And I was talking to him at the church one day, and he was telling me about the limitations that a chaplain has in the military. And one of those limitations was he could not use the name of Jesus. He could talk about God. He said, we have different people from different religious backgrounds. And he said, if we use the name of Jesus, it offends them. And we cannot offend them. So we can talk about God because each one of them has a different God. But when you talk about Jesus, and he said, we cannot speak and talk and preach about Jesus. And I thought, my Lord, what are you going to do if you don't talk about Jesus? He's the central theme of the entire Bible. He's the living Word of God. And if you can't talk about the living Word of God, then what you're talking about doesn't amount to anything. This is not just a good book, as some people call it. Aesop's Fables, if you've ever read that, that's a good book. I've read some books that were really good books, but they were not the Word of God. This is not a good book. This is a holy book, inspired by the Word of God. That's how he speaks to us today. Great multitudes of humanity have ignored and still are ignoring him. And they live in their little old selfish life. And they talk about God, but they don't know him. And sad to say, the last words that they will hear from God is, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Oh, those words he will speak. Those words. So God still speaks to man today. In these last days, this dispensation of grace, which is also the church age, God speaks to man. More and more he speaks to man. God speaks through the means of the cross. Everything God speaks to us comes through the cross. Why? Because without the cross, without the crucifixion, without Jesus Christ, without his death and his resurrection, there is no life. We live in him. He lives in us. We are alive in Christ. We were once dead in our trespasses and sins. But today, if you're a born-again Christian, you are not dead. You are alive. I know some Christians look and act like they're dead, but they're not really dead. Lord, help me here now. Christian, I'm digging. Christian says when you find yourself in a hole, just stop digging. But I'm going to dig a little deeper because I can still see the light. The church receives the message of God through the cross of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament prophets and the people who lived there, the priests and everything else, they received what God had for them through the prophets. God spoke through the prophets. The Bible just says this. And in sundry times and divers manners, he spake to them by the prophets. But he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Hallelujah. If you're a born again believer today, he has spoken to you. Through his Son, Jesus Christ. God speaks through the means of the cross. And all truth that is spoken in God's word comes through Jesus Christ and him crucified, him resurrected, and him seated on the right hand of majesty. Amen. That's the process. I heard one guy, we're coming up on Easter sometime here in the near future. I heard one guy talk about he didn't believe in a lot of things about the coming of the Lord. He didn't believe in that. But he was a resurrection man. Immediately that light came on and a word appeared. Stupid. Yeah. Hey, dummy, the resurrection and the rapture are the same thing. Yeah, it is. You're gonna if you're a born again believer, when Jesus Christ comes, you're gonna be a resurrected saint of God. Now you can't be a resurrected saint of God if the rapture don't take place. Now the Bible says we are saints. Yeah, look around. But we are saints because we are born again believers. We're not saints because we live so holy. Years ago, I had a friend of mine who was of another denomination, and we were having coffee together, and he had been having some problems understanding the Word of God, for he claimed he had just gotten saved in another church where people don't generally get saved. Amen. But he was having trouble, and he was trying to talk to his wife and tell her some things, and he said, I just don't know, you know, what to do anymore. And I said, well, you're a born-again believer, aren't you? Oh, yeah. He said, yeah, yeah. I said, then you are a saint. Oh, he said, I'm a saint? Where he come from, you waited till you died to become a saint. But he was a saint. And I told him that, and he said, oh, man. He said, don't tell me that. I said, yeah, the Bible says you're a saint. If you're a born-again believer, you're a saint of God. So in your communication with your wife, just go home and tell her you're a saint. He looked at me and he said, are you crazy? My wife knows I'm not a saint. I said, yeah, she knows you're not a saint by the actions that you've had in the past. But if you're a born-again believer now, your sainthood means that you operate under the word of God. You've been born again. Jesus saved your life. You belong to him. So now everything is supposed to change.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.